Hey, good morning. This is Mr. I Think Different, Antoine Royale. Today is such a beautiful day, man. I want to talk about the process. Patience is a motherfucker, boy. I tell you, the process is madness. When you're in the process, like, is definitely, you're present. You're in prayer. That's what it means to be in prayer, to be present. In this present time, there's no timing or nothing. You're just doing. You're just being. So, you know, when you're in prayer, you're being, you're doing. You're not worried about time. You're just doing what you're doing just to get things done, right? Or reach your goal. So I look at it, I'm like, damn, I'm in prayer. I'm in the process. And the patience that it takes to deal with people, like the dumbass people, like, oh, Lord. Like, I don't understand how certain people don't understand certain things. Like, if somebody tells, can I ask a question? Like, why is it, especially with the urban community, and this is like probably one of the only times I'm gonna speak on it, but with the urban community, why is it that you want a discount from your own kind, but you don't take discounts that send them circulars? You don't take discounts from any other store. You don't even use the 20% off or the coupons or none of that. But when you go see another business of your own kind, you want a discount, and they haven't made their money. Like, how are they supposed to take care of their families? And then y'all be like, nah, fuck them. What about me and my family? Like, everybody's so selfish. And then when somebody wants to leave the culture to go make money, it's like, oh, you a traitor. I can't maintain with y'all. I can't get rich with y'all. The whole goal is to make money. And y'all trying to juice me. Like, I swear, like, black people are the weeping, moaning, and gnashing of the teeth. Y'all are the demons in the Bible, I think. Because it's like, there's no way you bitch and complain about some shit that you could fix yourself and then try to blame everybody else for it and always playing victim. I don't like that shit. So therefore, when I do business and I open a business, I might not even have affirmative action. Because, like, alright, listen, if you own the business, right? And you know, like, right now, motherfuckers working, and you got the one homie that's like, yeah, you know what I mean? I ain't doing that shit, man. I do it later. Da, da, da. Leave work early. You laughing with him, right? Damn, that nigga out of pocket. He always getting away with the slick shit, stealing tissue and shit, right? Or boxes of tissue, napkins, towels, wherever you at. Then you get a white worker or anybody that's like, you call them an Uncle Tom, oh, because they're serious about the job. If you owned the business, which one would you hire? You ain't gonna hire that dumbass, I ain't even gonna call him what I'm gonna call him, but the dumbass person that's, oh man, you know what I'm saying, we ain't gonna do all that. Yeah, you gotta think from an owner standpoint, but because you don't think that far and you continue to think like a field nigga and not a house nigga, because house niggas survey everything and see what needs to go on. That's why y'all call them Uncle Times when they supervisors and owners, but y'all wanna be supervisors and owners. Y'all mad because y'all ain't in that position. You ever see how workers talk about a supervisor until they get that supervisor position? They don't understand shit. Blacks is always at the bottom of the barrel because they can't see nothing bigger or further than their ocular view. They don't believe in nothing. They don't see nothing. Nothing's there for them. You know what I mean? They never had shit. And even if they didn't have shit, they talk about how they do have shit and they be minor shit. Like, it's disgusting. I think black people need to elevate their way of thinking and expand it by getting outside of these little ass blocks and these hoods, these abandoned houses and bandos. Get to somewhere beautiful and sit there for about a week. Sit there for about 3 days. Repetition. Over and over. Say, I am great. I am love. I deserve this. When you in that good spot. About 18 times. And I bet you when you come back, you won't even want to, you know what I mean? You don't want to come back home. You want to get back to where it's happier. But y'all want to be stuck in the misery. Like, the hood is Stockholm. What's it called? Stockholm Syndrome? That's what the hood has. Like, the ghetto. Stockholm Syndrome. You believe that less is more. And if anybody is doing more, it's fucked up. It's just ass backwards and stupid. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's me. I think different.